Just a few announcements just to start. So Rebbe's going to be giving parsha cheer afterwards, so no one run now. I know it's teriyaki salmon day, so everyone's pretty excited. I am as well. But let's hold ourselves a little bit to conquer the yitzer a little bit. Number two, I was planning on a little shtick when we were going to use that room. I was going to sit in a different seat than shear assistants to say that I'm not a shear assistant, so I'm going to sit somewhere else. But I can't. Say, that was my makshava to start. Different room, so yeah, it's even more of a seat. Okay, fine. Fine. So just an outline of what we're going to do. We're going to just do a few of the touch mats of Ezra Mabez, focus on the Ramban we did for a while about what's happening of the Makshev based on the Mishnah Yid Aleph. Go through that for a little bit in the Rav Nachum. Focus on the Tosos on top of Tav Gimel with the Marshal and the Maran. And then, again, focus on Kinyonim, Kinyadivarim, Kinyanetim, etc. So that's the overall plan. Again, if anyone has any questions, going too fast, going too slow, anything, I'm saying something wrong, please stop me. Okay, fine. So we're going to start at the Tashma about Beishar. So the Gemara says, Tashma, Kovin, also the Beishar, the most Beishar, but Delos Lachotze. So Mar Shad Ring Arai, Hezek Ria Ishme Hezek, from the fact that we see later on Tav Zayin Mabiz that we have to build a Beishar and a Delos. So just a Shinoi pointed out in Rashi that Rashi and Zayin Mabiz, Rashi says that there's someone in the actual Beishar itself, and already pointed out that here Rashi leaves that out. So just a small Shinoi in Rashi. Number two, so then the Gemara says, Shma Mino Hezek Ria Ishme Hezek. So we noticed that only in this Raya in the Gemara did the Gemara say, Shema Mina Hezekriya Shema Hezek. So Rebbe wanted to bring it back to Chakira, we've said many times, that it's Chakira between Rabbi Zalman and others. What's the din of the Mishnah? According to Rabbi Zalman, it's a din Hilchos Shechinim, Beishar. According to others, like we said, maybe the Rosh and others, that maybe it's our Chakos Nezikim. So Rebbe wanted to say that maybe the reason why it said Shema Mina here is because since this is a Raya from Beishar, it seemingly is irrelevant to the Mishnah it's doing with our Chakos Nezikim. So the Gemara had to extrapolate from here that it's proving Hezek Riyah. So therefore the Gemara said, Shema Mina Hezek Riyah Shema Hezek. Because this case is Beishar, but the Mishnah is really a Chakos Nezikin. So that's what everybody wanted to say on that. So the Gemara answers, no, Hezekah Derabim Shani. That even if you hold from Hezek, you're going to be Moda, since it's Hezekah Derabim. The Tosus on this explains, he says, Avagad L'Kamon, Mashma De'agir B'chata She'enu Smuch Al Yerserabim. Right, the Gemara there later, I wasn't really sure why he says Mashma. I mean, that is the case there. I was talking to Rafa a little bit about it. I don't fully know why he says Mashma, because that is what the Gemara says later in the Mishnah over there, like on the Gemara after the Mishnah. But he says it's Mashma, are you there? After doing the case, that's not smoke, so make Lushus Rabbin, but nevertheless, Eka Hezika the Rabbin, the Zim the Rachi Rabbin, because the Chum are still afraid that the Rabbin will get, like, be pushed over there and then we'll end up going in right next to the Chatzar and look inside. But he says, but the Rashba doesn't have that, doesn't hold like that. He said, the Rashba and the Zion Rabbi says that if it's not so much Rabbin, you don't need a Beishar. But so he says that's why he holds you don't need it, you don't have to force a Beishar. But Toto says at the end about Delis Moda the Kobun Solivnos. But at Delis he'd be Moda that you have to build, because I skipped a few words, but Toto said because we're afraid they're gonna look listening from far. So he pointed out that's a little weird that Toto was seemingly saying that Delis is ever Hezek Rio. According to the Ramban holds that's not true, that the Delis is ever Shmira. And if you want, the Nachas David and Zayin Mabiz there, it goes through, he doesn't like Tosfos with the Chla, I think Ari Yechai can show that to me, that the Nachas David is very upset with Tosfos over here, and he brings many rais of why really it's a din in Shmira and not a din in Hezek Riyah. Okay, fine. So the next rais we're going to be focusing on for a while, so Tashma, the next part of the Gemara. Ein chok nes achatzer, achiyah, well, down almost the Zebet, down almost the Zebet. But there is four animals for each time we're going to split. My love, the koto is this chok and not with a koto? We say, well, we're mesipas ba'alma. So the Ramban asked the kasher on this Gemara, well, what's going on? What was the makshir thinking that this the chok is with a koto? So the Ramban gives the first tarish, which is pretty simple. He says that because the other Mishnayos in the first paragraph were talking about koto, so it makes sense to assume that Yidal was also talking about koto. And we noted that Tosu doesn't have this kasha. He seemingly, maybe he goes like the first tarot to the Ramban, maybe not, but he has a different kasha. He says maybe you could say that this raya from Yud Aleph is not a raya for Hezek Riyah, but maybe no, it's Lishi Tosu that Hezek Riyah lo shmei Hezek. And so how would you explain the Mishnah then? Tosu says, Dilma Halki Pedrush, maybe this is the explanation. In Chokhnes HaChatzer, Afilu Echad Rotsav Notsav Koto Pelok Shalom. One, you can't be Chokh at the Chatzer, meaning for now he's kind of skipping over that word, but he's saying that even if one wants to build in his own rishos, he can't achieve the almos l'chol echad until there's four almos for each of them. But if yesh b'da almos l'chol echad chokin, And if they, if Imran so Lithlon so most folks show up. He says, no, Yishlomar, because it says Chok and it's a Mashal Be'emso, which really shows that they're splitting in the middle, which has a Kriyashim Ezek. He pointed out at the end, at the last few words in Tosfos before the answer, he says, but if there are four Amos, you could build in your own Rishos. But we were bothered. If this Tosfos is going, trying to show that really this could be for Loshim Ezek, why would they want to build a wall? So we said, which we've said also in Rashi and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, through Rav Nachum, I think, that this is so that even if you hold Loshim Ezek, they're still molded to the existence of Ezek Ria. In a Hanami, it's not enough to force someone to build a wall, but it's still in existence, and it's still something that people care about. So therefore, even if you hold Loshim Ezek, they would be molded, they would concede to the fact that you could still build a wall on your shush to protect yourself. Okay. So back to the Ramban. So again, the Ran's first Teretz was that the other Mishnayos are on Kul Tosfos to this one. The Ramban gave a second Teretz, which we spent a lot of time on. The Ramban says that maybe the Maksha read the Mishnah on Yud Aleph as Ein Chulkin as a Chatzer, meaning Ein Chulkin with a wall, but you could with a Mesipas. And he says, why? Because if it's under four Amos Lezeh, even though it's not a normal Chatzer, you can still use it for an unloading or loading dock. I heard guys were hawking, whatever you say, loading, unloading, the gear stuff, whatever it is, loading, unloading dock. So since you can use it for that, right? You can't force a wall, but you could still use a Mesipas. And then the Gemara says, no, really, that's not true, and it's ain't chokin at all, but you would have thought with the Mesipas. So we were bothered by the Ramban with two kashas. Number one, the Mishnah Yud Aleph, it says ain't chokin gives all these different cases. So we were bothered. Why would the Ramban in the Maksha read the first ain't chokin as saying ain't chokin with the wall, but you could with the Mesipas, but the rest of the ain't chokin is ain't chokin b'chlal? It's not consistent with the rest of the Mishnah. So again, why would the first lashon be in chokin with a wall, be could with a mesipas, and the rest of them just in chokin at all? Just doesn't really make sense in the consistency of the Mishnah. And number two is based on our Mishnah on that base. The Mishnah says, "Hashu tough in shirat the sukkah chitz of a chodel, what's bon gadol v'emsa." So there, it sounds like only if it's ratzu, right, they could build it, but without ratzu, they can't do anything at all. So how can it be that the Mishnah on Yud Aleph is saying, How could Mishnah and Yalav say that you can't force with a wall, but you could force with a Mesipas? Our Mishnah sounds on that base that if it's Ratsu, you could, but if not Ratsu, you can't force Bechlal. It's all or nothing. So that's what we were bothered by. So we went through Rav Nachum. If you want to look inside, it's on that base of a base Oslam Mizayin. Rav Nachum has the whole Mahalach and the Ramban. So we're just going to say that. So the Rav Nachum explains that maybe the Ramban will be Moda in a different case under four Amos. So again, because the Ramban said, under four Amos, it's not a normal Chatzir, it's a case of a loading dock. He said, however, let's say you have a case of a Gag and a Chatzir. So you have the Gag next to the Chatzir, and the Gag is like looking into the Chatzir. And the Chatzir guy is being damaged. And he's saying, as Rebbe said, I'm proud of what I have. I take pride in my Chatzir. So you're looking into my Chatzir, you're bothering me, build a Micah. So we said maybe the Ramban would agree in that case, because that's the case of our Chalkas Nesikin. That's totally different. And here, as we explained with Rav Nachum, that Rav Nachum says that the whole splitting of the Chatur is Chalukas HaShotfes. And in that case, each person gets a fair portion of the Chatur, which includes protection from Hezekiah. But that's only if there's an objective Hezekiah there. That's only if we look at it and it's normally used for normal things. But since this chatzer would be under 8 amos, 4x4, so therefore there's going to be no objective hezekiah. It's only if you want to. And you can't use this claim of our chalkas nesikin, in this case, chalukas hashotvin. And he says this wouldn't be a problem with that base either, because that base is a case of ratzu. And Rav Nachum says that because it's a ratzu, from once they agree to the ratzu, one person could then make a zechiah on the use of the chatzer, saying, I use it for more than that, so then from there they could build a wall. And that's not a problem with Daf Yud Aleph either, because look at Yud Aleph, the whole Mishnah is saying that the shame chatzer of what was before has to stay if it's forced. So for example, if it's under 4 and 4, if you want to say, I want to build a wall, you're saying that under 4 and 4 prior is just a case of a loading dock, that's the shame of the chatzer. And now I'm saying, I want to do hezek, I want a wall to stop from my normal use of hezekiah. So you're changing the shame of the chatzah. You can't do that. Prior to that, in a case of forcing, right? Ratzah, you could. But once they're both ratzah. But here, since it's forcing, right, you can't say that. And you have to keep the shame. That's why Mesipas is okay. Because prior to the Mesipas is a loading dock. put the Masipas there. It's still a loading dock. The shame stays. And the Mishnah itself, the Mishnah on Yud Aleph, if you look there, exactly the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, right, the rule is that klal kosher chalik v'shmo alav cholkin. If the shame is still there, you're cholik. But if lav ain't cholkin. And the end of the Mishnah works perfectly. It says, Amesai, Bizman she'ein shneim rotsim, when they both don't want to. Again, with forcing. But Bizman she rotsim, they could do whatever they want. And exactly what we said on Daf Beis, that if they want to, once the rotsim gets off the ground, one guy could then have the sukhiya of normal use in his side of the chatzar. So that makes sense. That's what we said in the Ramban. We said, again, that's all the Havamina. And then we just said, that's not really trying the Gemara. Lo, Mesibas Ba'amo. So then the Mishnah really is in chokin. You would think with the Sipa, if you say in chokin at all. Yeah, that was good. That makes sense. Okay, fine. Very good. Okay, so Vayter in the Gemara a little bit, and then we're gonna connect it to our Ramban and Daf Gimel. So the Gemara brings another raya, just very quickly. Tashma. So you can't bend down and look. It's also no yachor. Don't stand up and look. You say no hezik de bayis shani, because hezik of a bayis is you do more in private stuff in your house, obviously. So there, even holos hezik, you would agree that a bayis is different. Fine. So then the next raya. Tashma, the amar of Nachman, amar Shua, gaga sama lechotir chaviro, usul amaika go daud amos. No, we say shiny chotzer. The arm related to the Baal Agad. Didi for me, kaviyah li. Tash, we should mean for the Baal Chotzer. I'm kavua. This is a normal place for me to do work. But for you, the dog lo kaviyah lo. Tash, we say chav. Lo yadana by in the solika. Meaning, I don't seek of isis the it's nachaminach. I don't know when you're gonna call up. So I can't protect myself. And Rashi says that yes, but with a double chotzer. Right, since it's both kavua, right, each one knows when Amos is going to go into all the rishos. So just the bottom Tosfos. So Tosfos quickly says he has a kasha. He says you could have brought a different raya, which then the Gemara can't use a response to that. Again, the Gemara's response was, oh, the Baal Chatzer could tell the Baal Agag that your Agag is not normal for work, so I don't know when you're going to be there, so I can't protect myself. Frag Tosfos a kasha. He says Tema, Amaylo Misi be the sign of the Koma, giving a raya from later on the Avav Mabez. He's bringing a ride from a base. The Gemara there says if you have two chaseros, like how one looking to the other. So the Gemara there says we hold that a top guy can't say to the bottom guy, you build up to where you end and I build the rest. Top guy has to help the bottom guy. So that shows that's Kavir Shmehazik. So for Ektosos, the whole response to the Gemara that a Baal Gag and a Baal Chatzer, the Baal Chatzer could claim to the Baal Gag that I don't know when you're working doesn't apply here. And it's the same exact right that since he's on top, he's on the bottom, right, there's an issue of Hezekriya. So these are Zakasha. It's wasn't in Shia that's answered, but I saw Tosos Rid. It's a little bit of a, I don't say Doha, but he basically says that it's not, you can't assume that all the Amoraim knew all the Brysas, meaning it's a Brysa, but he doesn't even know all the Brysas, so yes, it's a good kasha, but he didn't know, so therefore he didn't ask it. Okay, is there an answer if you want to look at the rigors? The second answer, you can look there, I didn't go through it, but yeah, that's what he says. Okay, fine. So, Lishna Achrina, so on top of Gimel, so now we're going to go within Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. So again, just very quickly, we had this last time, when we did Laman Damar Lo Shmei Hezek. So that would show has agreed or shmei has it. Maybe it's a gudo. Disanya, as we said, Tosfos Dabei is not. It's not a mission. Rather, it's a brisa. Right, fine. So the time of Diratsu, hold the Ratsu imechaivin himself. So again, the same rabbi we brought earlier that since it's all about Ratsu, maybe that would show that has agreed loshim. Alma has agreed loshim has it. So we say, no, Ihaki wants to go to Bonin of Somi, by the way. So Elamai must be a Ploksa. So Ihaki, the same kash we said before, on that beat in the beach, Rotsos was Melchita, Rotsos locked Sosmi, by the way. We say, no, Gerarin Shaita, another Ploksa. It's a normal way of speaking, therefore it's not going to be a Raya against it. So now the Gemara has a kasha. So if you're going to say Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, then what's the Rotsu, right? So what's going on? So the Gemara says, I has a Kriya Shmei Hezek, my Ari Ratsu, feel Ratsu Navi, right? If you're going to say it's a Kriya, so what's the Ratsu? Even though Ratsu, you have to force, has a Kriya Shmei Hezek. Or it says, no, I'm revasting Rabbi Yochan, I'm Ishnasok, she ain't doing Chaluka. The case is, there's no Din Chaluka. So again, since there's no Din Chaluka, and the Mar's about to say, if you Ratsu, no Din Chaluka, then you can't force, right? It has to be 4x4. So who the Ratzu my Kamash will until is Mchaluka, Kiratsu Pagi. So this question Tosfos discusses, right? So Tosfos says, right, it can't be the my Kamash one's going on Hezek Riyah because that's obviously a Kiddush. That can't be what the my Kamash one's asking. So he says, Avagav the Kamash Allah and Shmi Hezek, Halki Pirush. So this is the question of the Gemara. The my Kamash Allah, my Ari Vish Eden Chaluka, right? Why is the case of the Mishnah a case of Ratzu and Eden Chaluka? Rather, to teach us, for Eden Shishwa Din Chaluka, Avagav the Lo Ratzu. Just teach a simple case where it's a din chaluka, so you don't need ratzu, right? Since it's din chaluka, I can force the other guy. So this next word, right, is a machlokas in between the Marshal Maram about what this word is. So if we read according to the Marshal says tema, right? Ha kamashalom. We learned earlier. I feel like we had the read earlier in Davies and Abayes. Already learned this. Ha kamashalom. I feel like din chaluka ikolamimar amanasus kuto or is razi kapeir shlael. Meaning that again, we said earlier, based on Abayes' post was there. That the re learned that you could have, the reason why I thought it didn't chaluka is because you could have thought I could say I want to split up without building a wall. Kamash law, no, it didn't chaluka, and you still have to build a wall. So the Marsha is asking, right, the Gemara, Joseph is asking, according to the Marsha, that the Gemara is not saying this line of the re, because we already learned it out misfara from Bezim Abiz. So then what would be the question here? And he uses it as a kasha. That's according to the Marsha. According to the Maran, no. The Maran says, it says teretz. So, Tosfos is saying the Gemara itself here says what we said on Daf Beis and Mabeis. That what the Re said, that you would have thought if it was a din chaluka, that I can make a Tanai that I wanted to split but not build a kotel, kamas law, and we see the in the chaluka, no. The problem is with the Maram, which the Maram Chesh bins out, I don't exactly know how he answered it up, but I'm not sure if we didn't shear, I don't remember. But Tosfos on Beis and Mabeis, at the end, he says, he says yesh svarim de machshido umeteres kach lehadja. Right, there's certain gears that say explicitly, right? In fact, everyone on the Maram, hold on a second. You're saying this is gufa in the Gemara. So what does it mean yesh svarim? It's the Gemara itself. So the Maram has to figure out how to read the yesh svarim. I guess Ayin Shah. I think it's a little long of a chesed, but you can look there to see how he answers that off. Fine. So right here in the Gemara says. Fine. So it says Tanina. We learned this early. Emes habes man shein rotsin v'al shman shein rotsin. I feel pachus mikan cholkin. So the Gemara says Emei has mava mina. I feel pachus mikan masivas ba'alma. Says if we learned it from Yudal, if we would have thought that you could have used a masivas ba'alma if it's not in chaluka. Kam ashlon ha'cha kota. I'm just gonna finish until the parentheses, and we say listen up. So teach from here and not from Yav. Why do we need Yav? He said no, we need Yav for the end. See if it's tricholay. Kisvei Kodesh, Avav Yishnei Rotsim Lo Yechalku. That we know the Rashi over there says that Kisvei Kodesh means the books of Tanakh, Chav Dal Tanakh. They used to use it in scrolls. The Gemara at the end of the first Gemara of Asher talks about this. So because they use it in scrolls, it will be a good night to Kisvei Kodesh to rip it up. So therefore, even if they want to and they own it together, they can't rip up Kisvei Kodesh. Fine. So back to before. So the Kasha of the Gemara of you would have thought from there, Sipas Ba'alma. So what's that Halamina? So the Ramban again is asked on this Halamina, what's going on? So Ramban is a little different than we said earlier. The Ramban here says that this Maksha was thinking that if it's under four Amos, Lezeh and Lezeh, his Lashon is in Dirasa Adam. It wouldn't be a Dira Bechlau. Therefore, you can't force, therefore you can only force a Sipas and not a wall. And we put a Shinoi out in this Ramban versus Ramban earlier, that the Ramban earlier was saying that if they're Ratsu, they could still do a Kota. But the Ramban here, it sounds like he's saying, it doesn't matter if it's Ratsu or Lo Ratsu, you can't do a Kota. Only Masipas would work. So he asked what's going on. Yes, it's two parts of the Gemara, so it's not a... the Maksha could have different thoughts, but why? What's going on? So we were medagging the words of the Ramban. He says, "In di Ratsu Adam." It's not habitable b'chlau. So because it's not habitable b'chlau, there's no use. You can't possibly say, even if the Ratzu, we want to build a wall. There's no use of the Chatzar itself. While on Beis Abayis, the Ramban thought that the Maksha there was saying, in a Chanami, it's not used as a normal Chatzar, but it still could be used as a loading dock. So therefore, the Ramban here is saying, you can't do a wall of the Chlal, even if it's Ratzu, because there's no real use. But over there, since it says that it could be used for a loading dock, a mechitza is possible if they both want to. So that's what we pointed out, a difference in the Ramban. That made sense? What? Say.
I thought that I thought that the difference was on Daf Beis that I'll actually, you know, when we're Rotsu, I'll actually have the freedom to decide that I might want to even do Tash B'Sinah in this Tani Chatzah versus on Daf Gimel, the Maksha understands that because it's in Makom Diros B'nei Adam, so therefore...
Even if... Yeah, I mean...
Isn't yeah, also, meaning, therefore just has agreed is not Shaykh at all.
Exactly, so even if the Rotsu, they can't go to the wall because there's no...
Right? Yeah, maybe that's what you're saying.
Yeah, so it's clear? If it's not, I can say it again.
Not sure.
Fine, so just one more time. So, again, so if I'm not saying it clear, someone else, if they have a clear understanding, then please. So, I think, well, at least what I understood, that pshat is that the Gemara here on Daf Gimel, according to the Ramban, the Maksha is looking at Yud Aleph in Chokid, that looks at the fact that when it's under four Amos, Lezeh, is in the Rosso Adam. It's not anything. As we were saying, it's not Shayach. It's there's no use for it, Bechlau. So even if they're Rotsu, a wall just wouldn't make sense. Only in Mesibas if they want to split it. While earlier in Davi's and Mabiz, the Ramban was reading the Maksha saying, yes, it's not normal use. You can't do the normal use that you would use in a normal Chatter, but it's still enough of a place to do a loading dock. So therefore, if they would be Rotsu, they could decide, I want to use it more than just what it's normally used for and exceed the potential and use it for normal uses of a Chatter. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Very good. Okay, fine. So, yeah, I think that's it for that. Just make sure. So I think we're going to go to Kinyonim. Fine. We're going to go to Kinyon. Oh, one more thing, sorry. That to bring out this point, we brought earlier the Nafkamina that Rav Nachum brought, that case of a Gag and a Chatzer. Now, the case of the Gag, right, and the Chatzer is under four Amos. The guy under four Amos can claim to the guy to the Gag, you're being Mazik me, you're hurting me, and I use my chutz the way I want to, so therefore, right, you have to build a ma'ikah. So Rebbe wanted to say that that's only true in the earlier Ramban. Because in the earlier Ramban, that match is being molded, there is usage of it, and then you could go above and beyond the normal usage of it of just being a loading dock. But here, the Ramban saying it's interesting to all the mechlal, there's no use of it at all. So therefore, that whole thing of Rav Nachum saying that the guy could, in the chutz on the four Amos could force the gaga to build a ma'ikah wouldn't be true here. Okay, so now we're going to do kinyonim. So after parentheses, so the Gemara says Mayu kimto lamas shein din chaluka, right? So we see the kimto the Mishnah says it's not a din chaluka. Ibe shein din chaluka ki rotsu ma'avi nojruhu. The Gemara asks, right? If it's not din chaluka, what's the point of the rotsu? They can just go back. So Amrav asking Rabbi Yochanan, shikonu miyadon, right? So we say same kasha, shikonu miyadon ma'avi ken yivar ma'amu. What's going on? It's just the Kenyan Devarim. So we saw Rashi, and the Trisha explained Rashi, that Rashi says that in the case of Chalipin, right, it's important just for soon, that Chalipin itself, right, it's a Kenyan Devarim, because nothing written to Bichalon, but other types of Kenyanim, like Vatana, right, Shibur Karka, something written to Bichalon, so it's going to be a good Kenyan. We know that the Rashba, and actually, Rebbe sent me a Rav Asher Yehili Shir on Kenyanim, and he was come out very similar. And he also quoted another sheet that I just want to bring, because if you guys want, Rebbe offered, if you guys want it, could be sent the shirim from Rav Asher, a very good shmack, very easy Hebrew, so if he said all you have to do is ask, and you could get the shirim from Rav Asher. So I recommend it, but I don't need to give a skull to Rav Asher. Fine. So he quoted also Rabbi Yonah later, it says, I think on Daftan Tesim of Asherah, that Chazaka also, Chazaka is a Kenyan Devarim. So Rashi's only putting on Chalipa. All the Rashba here and Rabbi Yonah later is saying that also Chazaka is going to be a Kenyan Devarim. Fine. So go up to the side of a machlokas right now between Rashi and the Rashba and Rabbi Yonah about where Kenyan Devarim could fall. Is it just on Chalipa or other things as well? So the Gemara. So if you look at Tosfos, Kirot to my Havin Ojibahu, Tosfos says, as Sober said yesterday, that is only a kasha, right, within Chuksa, but not within Guda. Because by Guda, you could be Meshavei, you're Nechasim. But by Chuksa, right, again, as Rashi was about to say, by King Devarim Ba'amahu, right, since no one's clear about who has what, it's not going to be Chal on anything. Fine. So as Sober pointed out yesterday, right, and I think it's also B'Shem the Rashash, that Tosos clearly didn't have the Girsa of Amayu Kimta, because if he has to come and explain why it's only Amanda, Omar, Huxa, Naguda, Right, the Gemara itself is Mefurish. Mayu kivdei din chalukah. Then the Gemara asks, so clearly in din chalukah is only within Ploksa. So Tosfos didn't have to explain all this if he had that part of the Gemara. And he said also Rashi didn't have that part of the Gemara. Listen, yesterday to sober saying that the Rashba Machlokas Rashi Tosfos on how to read this part of the Gemara. Fine. So then the Gemara answers, we should call it Bidin Veruchos, right? They were Kone Veruchos. So Rashi explains that prior they decided who has what, so therefore they know what it's found. And we saw the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah reads the Mishnah when it says Ashutav and Shiratsu. Ratsu doesn't just mean they want to do it, they decide who gets what. So therefore it's able to be Chal on the sides. Fine. So that was the Yad Ramah. So if you look at the next Tosfos, Tosfos says, well, before we do that, just do the remaining time. So someone asked me where the remaining time was, I couldn't find it. But Rebbe showed it to me today. If you want to subis, pay him with bees, Tosfos there, Tosfos brings us to Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam brings there's a case of, let's say, I have a shtar that will owe me $100, and I sell the shtar to Dani. So now I sold the shtar. The Gemara says I want to be mocha on that shtar. So the question is why? So Rabbeinu Tam says that in a shtar there's a shiba da'gof and shiba nechasim. And even though I sell my shtar to Dani, I still own, the shiba da'gof is still on me. So I could be mochal the shiva da'gov, and through there the shiva nechasim and meila falls away. So with that, let's look at Tosfos King Devarim ba'almahu. Tosfos brings the Gemara of Bitzia. Gemara there says, we have a case of Shomer Chinom, who wants to act like a Shoel. He wants to be chayef for onsin, and he's going to be chayef the favor. The Gemara asks there, what's the kinyan, right? Why is he going to be chayef? So Gemara answers. Tosfos answers that no, it's a kinyan gomer because he was meshaved as atzmo. So Rav Nachum pointed out, which I was referring to earlier with the Rashba and Rashi, the Machlokas, that Rav Nachum points out that maybe you could say Tosfos like Rashi, because the Gemara in Bava Metzia there gives a second example of why of the kinyan possibly having. It says there that maybe the shomer has the hana of a coming of having a reputation of being a very good shomer, and that hana will be enough to be kona. But Tosfos didn't bring that Gemara part of the Gemara. He only asked on this part of the Gemara. Why? He could have asked over there. It's a kinyan devar ba'almahu. So Akrav Nachal, maybe you could say that Tosfos holds that only on a kinyan sudr, kinyan chalipid, it's shayach to say this holds in a kinyan devarim, and therefore Tosfos didn't bring the second part of the Gemara. That's what Akrav Nachal wanted to say. Fine. So we pointed out a chilik in Tosfos, that Tosfos over here said shibur hagof, but earlier he said shibur nechasim. So we asked why. So again, also Rav Asher gave a very similar pshat that he gave in Shir. So Rabbi said that in this case, right, in this case, they're sharing the wall. It belongs to both of them. So you can't be mishabed your guf to yourself. It's you guys are sharing in this wall. So therefore, and that would be a kinyan devarim. So therefore, Tosfos have to go on to the kinyan nechasim, where you're not just mishabed, you're goof, you're mishabed assets outside of you, and those could be seized for the building of the wall. So therefore, shiva nechasim would be a good kinyan, not a kinyan devarim. So with that, we ask according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says without a shiva goof, there's no shiva nechasim. So how does this work? Right? There's no shiva, there's a shiva nechasim, but the shiva goof wouldn't work here because you can't mishabed yourself. So how does this work according to Rabbeinu Tam? So we have a teretz. Again, I'm not really sure what this means. If anyone has, I would say the words. I don't really understand it, like how it works, but I'll just say it. I was talking to Rabbi about it yesterday. Rabbi said that you have to say that according to Rabbi Tam, you're mishabing your nechasim through your guf. Or like, yeah, that's kind of what I got. Is anyone have a teretz for this question or know what that means? If I'm not saying it well, but I don't really understand what that is. Why is it not a shiva guf? I don't understand. I don't know. I'm just having trouble understanding it. Anyone have a shot? Put him on the spot. But I don't understand the answer. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Anyone have understanding of the answer? The question makes sense. Yeah, the question makes sense, right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, right? Who holds a sheep that go off, right? Without a sheep that go, there's no sheep in the chasin. So how can we say in this toast over here that a sheep that go wouldn't be good, but a sheep in the chasin would be good enough? So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there shouldn't be a shiva nechasim at all, because shiva nechasim isn't good either. So, that's the kasha. So again, what I understood from Rebbe, that you're not being mishavi your guf, you're mishavi your nechasim, right, through yourself, through your guf. I'm not really sure what that means, or if I'm saying it correctly. If anyone has pshat, please let me know. I don't know. Anyone? It's okay if no one does. I don't know. I have no idea. Okay, fine. So, okay. And then we said, also to bring it back to the other Torah schools, we said here that in the Manda Amar Guda, right, we could say, Yom HaShibra Go, we could say Shibra Nechasim, because even if we, because we said in the case of Mitzvah, you don't have to say, wait, what if you don't have property? So then you're Mishabi, you're Guf. And here, right, you don't even need to say that at all, because you always have property. You have half the chatzar itself. So you can always be mishaved that part of the chatzar. Fine. So next teretz of the Gemara. Gemara says that Rabbi Ashi Amar could go and shalom zev and soch shalom. Some have like yirsa ba'atzmo, right? And we'll be tag that in the Raspa, I think. V'chotzik zev and soch shalom v'hetzik. So we had a kasha, right? What is Rav Ashi adding? So the Ramban was docha this kasha. He says it's not a kasha. There's two different Rebbeim and two different Bati Medrash. So they had two different. They understood it the same way, and that's it. We brought both opinions, but it's not. There's no addition. What?
I think I might remember the.
Oh yeah.
I think what Rebbe is saying is that once you have something that is solely yours and you can pin down the chisaron to you on, meaning it's solely yours that you can even shabbat to someone else, so then the shibud aguf that's going on the kosel itself doesn't have that chisara. In your original, the shibud aguf that was just you building the kosel had a chisara, and then it wasn't solely to the other person, it was also to you. But now that you're being the shabbat and the chasim, so the shibud aguf that's you just building the kosel has teeth because there's no chisara.
So when Tosel says the chasim also means guf?
I mean, he's saying. It's nechassim, but through that nechassim, the shibud aguf, you're just building the wall, has teeth. It's not even done.
But the mitzvah hasn't changed. I mean, how is the shibud aguf now more to you?
Because of the shibud nechassim. Because of the shibud nechassim, the connection of the shibud nechassim, you saying that I'm going to give you my land, if not, it makes the shibud aguf not a nechisar.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. Fine. So back to what you're saying. The Ramban says Rav Ashi is not adding anything new. Just two different rebbeim having two different. I come with the in two different ways. But Tosfos doesn't agree. Tosfos says Akashi. He says what's Rav Ashi adding? And here the read Tosfos says that the Halakim Ashlon the Afagav the Kamar LeKamar beChazak Abatim. Even though we say later Chazak Abatim Shalom beFun of Tzarik Lomar LeChal Lei Chazak VeKani. That when you're not beFun, you have to say go make a Chazaka and be Kona. Hacha kivan sheamru ata tika ruach zafon is the ani ruach the romis the halak of higzik local echo v'shalo zeh shalo v'tnei zeh v'nasik kivish shakar v'yada v'ruach alav pi shalo amru zeh lezeh li chazak v'kani. So even though so the chiddush of Rashi just very bekitzer is that you don't have to say li chazak v'kani, right? In this case, even if you're not v'fnei atzva. So we asked and we brought in Reb Nachum for this. What is Lechazak v'kani, what is that achieving, and why do you not need it here? So he brought in the Rosh and the Rashba. So the Rosh says that in Siman Gimel, he explains that since there's Shutzvin here, we don't need Lechazak v'kani. So what does that mean? So we explained, or Nachum Rosh says this well, that the whole point of Lechazak v'kani is in order so that it should be a Kenyan Bailus, because otherwise it could just be a Kenyan Gzila. Like, we have no idea how this guy was Konan. So therefore, we need lechazak v'kani. But here, since they're shutzvin, okay, they're connected. So we know that the first guy or both them together, given the other guy shutzvin, it's going to be a real Kenyan. By him, not a Kenyan gazela. So therefore, we don't need lechazak v'kani. The Rashba says different. The Rashba says, and we use the Gemara Kedushin to explain the Testament base. I think we use the Ramban's understanding Kedushin that there's a stira in the Gemara Kedushin. Seemingly, we say that the case of a mocher and a lokayach, the mocher has to have the das if you're going to make a transaction. But lefi, what we see in a case of, let's say, a father wants to give over his young daughter to a husband, the husband needs to have the das. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, no, it's not a kasha, right? Because by marriage, the baal has to have a das versus in a case of a purchase, the mocher has to have a das. But we brought up from here that maybe it's the same thing. That in order for the kinyan to go through, you need to have, right, in the chalos kinyan, you need to have Chalos Haknah, right? Well, that was the Lashon Chalos Haknah on Rav Nachum. In order to have that to go through, you need to have the Das of the Mocher. But here, in our case, it's just a Bureau of Chalakim. All we're doing is deciding you have that, you have that. We're not making a real transaction here. So therefore, we wouldn't need the Din of Leich Chatzok Vakani. And Rav Nachum gives a beautiful nafkah. And he says, let's say you have a case of Shutfin in a Chatzer, and they decide, instead of splitting it, you're going to get the whole thing. I'm out. I'm dropping out of our partnership, and you get the entire chatzer. So in such a case, Lafi, the Rosh, Insta already connected. You don't need Leich Chatzok Vakani, since we know it's going to be a Kenyan Bailos. They have the Shaykhus already. The Rosh would say no. The Rosh will hold only in a Bira Chalakin, right? And it's not a Mocher Lokeach. There you don't need Leich Chatzok Vakani. But here, in our case, we're giving up the entire thing to one person. So there you would need Leich Chatzok Vakani. Fine. So that was an Afkmina within the Rashba. So I think now we're going to go to Kenyan Etain. We're going to go to Kenyan Etain. Fine. So no, sorry. One more thing. Sorry, I missed one more thing. Just an interesting idea that the Hagos Maimonios quotes, the Beis Yosef quotes Hagos Maimonios, that the Chiddush of Ashi is that Halicha would be a good Kenyan. Because the Gemara in Daf Kuf Mav Asher explains that Halicha generally is not a good Kenyan. But he brings Pesukim by Avram, but generally it's not good. But Rashi saying here, in this case of Shutzin, Halicha would be a good Kenyan. It's an interesting Chiddush, we just brought it as the Akul Yedia. Okay, fine. Also, the Rosh himself, the Rosh says, from Ba'atzmo, the Rosh explains that one person could be Kohenet without the other person, meaning automatically, one is Kohenet without the other. And he reads the second part of the Gemara's Lavdafka, right? Even though it said both are Kohen B'tok Tok Shalo, and well, all the one has B'tok Shalo is Lavdafka, meaning only one has to do it. And he used a raya from a Tosefta in Kedushin. The Tosefta there says that, again, this is all in the beginning of Simon Gimel, in the Rosh. The Rosh there says that since, right, the Tosefta in Kedushin says explicitly that one person could be Kohen, and automatically the other person is Kohen, if they're making a swap. And Rebbe was a little bothered by this, that he said that maybe this is a Chiddush. Maybe you would say that's only true by someone selling something to someone else. But in the case of Shutfin, maybe you wouldn't say that. Because that Tosefta is not talking about Shutfin. It's talking about a simple case of a Mocher and a Lokeach. Okay, fine. So back to what? So now Kenyan Etain. Fine. So we discussed the case of Kenyan Etain, also Kenyan Livnos. Right? If I say I'm going to build something, if I say I'm going to give something, is that a Kenyan or not? So we quote the Muki Yosef quoted the Ravid, that in a case of you say I'm going to sky my money, that is going to be a good Kenyan. However, a Kenyan Livos, I think he said it's not. It's really a Kenyan Devarim ba'almahu. So we said that we quoted the Adramah. The Adramah made a chilek. When you say the word mischayiv, it's going to be a good Kenyan because you're mischayiv that thing. But just saying etain, just saying I will give, I will build, that's not going to be a good Kenyan. But however, the Adramah quoted and I saw. Keep helped me a lot with this, that we found that it's also a Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch as well, and the Chuvah Sarashba, that really, that some hold that even without saying Chayiv, Etain will be a good Kenyan. So that's going to be important for what we're about to ask next. So we know that the Gemara in Gittin, Dachman, the Gemara there as a Machlokes, if you have a Shtar, and you write it on the Shtar, Etain, is that going to be a good case or not? So it'll be the Chamush hold like it's not a good Kenyan. So hold on a second. If you hold that Kenyan is a good Kenyan, and you have to go like the Shuvah Sarashba or the Yesh Omrim, then how do you read the Gemara Gittin? We go like the Chachamim. So we quoted on the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Lechiyah v'Matana. I think it was like Chesvav or something. And Parakas Lechavav. You got to check. And the Ketos quotes it. Reish Ram Hey. And there, the Magid Mishnah there says there's a chiluk between Lishonos and Shtar. I mean, so what does that mean? The Shuvah Sarashba, the same one, it's in Elif Kufman Beis and Chalik Aleph. The Rashba there says that in the case of a shtar, you're bogged down to the lashon that's in the shtar itself. The shtar says etain, so that's what it says. So you can't wiggle your way out of what the shtar says. But in the case of the lashonos, you could kind of use of what you meant to say within the lashon. Etain really means I am ischayah to give. So therefore, according to the Magid Mishnah, a lashon is better, and a lashon would be a good kenyan, but not a shtar. Fine. So that was the way we answered it. But again, the Magid Mishnah there was, he said, maybe you could say that, and that's where the Ketos will come in with his own shot. But before that, we quoted the Tor quotes his father, the Rosh. The Rosh says that, according to the Tor, at least, a Kenyan, they're saying Livnos is a good Kenyan. So the base Yosef, in fact, the Yosef, where do you see that on the Rosh? So we quoted, so the base Yosef answer from the Torah, and the Drisha as well is defends the Torah's reading of the Rosh. That the Rosh says, in Ma'adam Raguda, right, if you say Limnos, it's Meshavi Nechasim. And he reads that is, when you're, he reads the Rosh as saying, when you're saying Limnos, it's Ki'ilu Meshavi Nechasim. So therefore, it's going to be a good Kenyan. And the Drisha explains, and Don't help me a lot with this, I think I'm saying it well, but if I'm not, please let me know, that the Drisha said that if the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef says that no, that the Rosh meant literally, that only when you're Meshavi Nechasim, it's going to be a good Chibur. But if you're Meshavi, if you say Limnos, that's nothing, it's Kedin Devarim Ba'alma. The Drisha says no, that really the Torah is right. Why? Because if the Beis Yosef was right, that it's literal, and that Chibur Nechasim, right, that's the only way for it to be a good shibud. Then the Gemara in Mandam Raguda, in the Gemara, should have spelled out, hold on, it's a shibud, it's a kinyan devar, and then say, no, shibud nechasim is a real kinyan, therefore it's good. In fact, the Gemara didn't spell it out, just went straight to Pluksa, must be, we're going into Torah within the Rosh. So last thing, Rabbi will come, just the Ktos. So the Ktos in Reish Mem Hei, the Ktos gives its own pshat in the Gemara Gittin. So we said that before, at least, that a Kenyan etin, according to one says it works, is a normal Kenyan, that now the person, that the receiver has a way to mischayev the giver. But the Ktos says it's not true. That's not what's going on in Kenyan etin. Yes, the giver has a chiyuv to give, but the receiver has no right to force the giver to give to him. And that's exactly pshat in the Gemara Gittin. The Gemara Gittin says, come say, there. No, it doesn't work. They need to say that the receiver has no right to force the giver. So according to Ktos, right, again, that the receiver has no right to force the giver to give, but the giver now has a chiyuvcha on him to give to the receiver. So that's how he reads Kenyan Etin. And we brought the Ran the Muki Yosef. That's a problem, just seeming against Ktos. They bring a Gemara in Bodhisattva, Davayim Beis. The Gemara there has a case of, let's say, you decide to sell someone a piece of land for 100 zuz. And then after that, someone comes to you and says, I want it for 120 zuz. So that would be a good sale. You sell it for 120 and it's fine. However, let's say you sell it to a different guy for the same price or less. We say that it goes on, the first buyer has the right to take the land back from the second buyer. So, Frek the Muki Yosef, hold on a second. He says, Kenyan Etin, he's saying, I will give it to you for 100 zuz. So why in the world does it go back to the first guy if he tells the second guy? So the answer from the Rif that no, really it was Al Tanai. It wasn't a Kenyan Etin. But Rebbe pointed out that Lefi the Ktos wouldn't be a kash in the first place. Lefi the Ktos' whole understanding of Kenyan Etin, the first guy has no right to get it back. Obviously the Gemara is Al Tanai, because the first guy has no right to say, there's no right to force the first guy to give to him. So it wouldn't even be a kash in the world of the Ktos. Okay. Guys, thank you.